one of the great fallacies of the modern retirement system is this idea that it benefits you so far into the future. And there's a large portion of our population who just can't see themselves as old people. And well, right now I have real problems right here in front of me and things that I need to pay for. And, you know, and so, no, I'm not giving my money away right now to a future me. And we created a system because of the greed of others. Maybe it's not greed. Maybe some of them are trying to serve you. The investment firms of the world, and the investment banks, and the mortgage, and the REITs, and all the stocks, and the publicly traded stocks, and the, all the things that, you know, you can invest in. But there are people who want to separate you from your money. You got to understand, this is how they make money, is they get you to give them their money. And most people who teach on money are in the industry or in the field or part of this industry that's goal is, quote, to serve you, but what service to you looks like is you being removed from the process of handling your own money. Wall Street calls regular people like me and you dumb money. And they actually keep stats on this. They see what me and you are doing. Because see, me and you are the guy buying 57 shares. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'll post. I just bought 10 shares. 10 shares is $300, okay? That is obviously not an institutional professional investor. And so they keep track of what, quote, the dumb money is doing. Because we are often wrong, supposedly. And so, retirement has been connected to our jobs, much in the way that insurance was connected to our jobs. The truth is, wealth is right here, right now. And so this disconnect keeps some people from participating. Now, I'm not saying 401ks don't have a place. I'm not saying, you know, retirement plans don't have a place. But a lot of the ways that it's done is to sell you, unquote, their information or their knowledge as if they have some sort of superior thinking power. And you're not capable of using rational thought. Now, you're a scientist. You're a route deliverer for FedEx. You are literally on the ground every day using the products and services and in the environment and seeing the money flow. But there's no way you could possibly control or invest your own money safely. And that's pop, you know, that's business culture. That's what's taught. You need certified investment advisors. But see, the funny thing about that field, not all of them, but a lot of them are salesmen. They're selling a particular product that the company says will serve you, that'll fill a need, and it very well may. But there's also just good old country sense. Like, that's a real thing. Just being a wise person. Just being able to look at the environment and look at the economy and realizing and getting your mind around what I call the money flow and getting the three bucket strategy down. You have to get that first. You have to lay the foundation. You know, you can't be missing cable bills and you're thinking about investing in crypto coin. It doesn't make sense. It's sending two different messages to the universe. You don't even have your own shit together and you're trying to invest in things you don't even really understand, if you were to be honest. And so we have to overcome that. We have to lay the foundation first. We have to move from being what Wall Street calls dumb money to being, maybe we call it conscience. Conscience with our money, in control of our money, owning our money, having our money invested, working for us. Like, we actually understand what the fuck it's invested in. I understand what these people do for a living, and I want to acquire 1,000 shares in your firm, and you acknowledge that you're going to send me 9, 10, 12% a year. Like, that's a real thing. There's thousands of these things that dumb money, like me and you, people like me and you, just people who go out, make money, decide to keep our money, not send it to Wall Street, not send it to Washington, but take advantage of the same tax strategies that rich people do. That's what real estate's all about. And see and understand that you can take a small sum, $10,000, $15,000, and invest it, and over time, turn it into $100,000. Now, here's the thing about investment. It's not investing. It's not a one-time transaction. You're going to do the $10,000, $15,000 deal over and over and over and over and over and over. And I've done it to where I have 50-something assets, all these little $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 deals. Some are real estate. Some are closed-end funds. Some are REITs. Some are hospital investments. Some are municipal bonds. Some are leveraged funds. Some are just simply AT&T because I use it for my phone service. You have to be a fucking genius to buy shares in a stock that you use every day. Like, does that require intellect? That's just obvious. I use AT&T and my bill keeps going up and I don't see me quitting. And that you're telling me if I own a single share, you'll give me 50 cents. Well, what if I own 1,000 shares? You're saying you'll give me $250? And they say, yeah. Or $500, excuse me, if I could add. Yeah. So what if I own 10,000 shares? Would that be an asset that would benefit my family? And so what if I took 2 years, saved every freaking penny, and instead of putting it in Bitcoin, I put it into AT&T? And 30, 60,000 becomes 100, 150,000, generating real income for my family from something I did one time. Like that time I got into gardening. Instead of getting into gardening, I got into the telecom business and I pushed all my spare money into it. And now, 10 years later, it's tripled and it keeps paying me an income. Like, what about hobbies like that? What happens when you begin to approach life and look at money like that? That's the power of money. That's freedom. My first dividend check was $13. $13. 18 years later, my gross collection this month is in a year, $147,000, assuming everything goes according to plan, the way it should. $147,000 from doing $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000 deals over and over and over, over a long period of time, utilizing, operating my money just like I teach in the book, chapter 1, 2, and 3, setting up the different buckets, separating savings from investing, becoming a person who's conscious and aware of the money flow. What is the stock market doing? Where is gold? Where is oil? How are interest rates? Every morning I get, instead of chatting with friends, I check the markets, I'm looking, I check all of my accounts. I run 4 different dividend or income accounts. These are all invested in all these different stocks and funds. And so I check them every day. It keeps me pretty busy. It's a business. The stocks make $3,000 a month. Does that warrant my attention? I do nothing. No board meetings, no phone calls, no sales. I don't talk to anyone. I just get $3,000. Now, if I learn my businesses, if I understand the business cycle, talk about this in the book, businesses and the economy expands and then the economy contracts. When the economy's contracting, what do you think happens? The go-to safe investments increase. What are those? Bonds. Government bonds are considered the safest investment in the United States. It's guaranteed by the US government. It's the safest investment. So in bad times, guess what appreciates? Well, we own some. And we want to buy them when other people don't want them. Why? So that when they want them, we can sell them ours. It's called being contrarian. See, in order to find a deal, there's fucking problems. The roof leaks. The pipes are busted. It needs painting. The foundation isn't right. And it takes 4, 5, 6 months to bring this property back, to get the value, to get the equity, to put it back on the marketplace, to command a great, to command a best product, best price. And now we generated cash flow, we created equity, and all of a sudden you have 15 of those. Does it warrant your time? Yeah, becomes a business. And so investing starts with a $13 dividend payment and a one-time rent check where I made $180 profit. That's how it started. One rent check, one dividend, AT&T. 18 years later, $147,000 a year. The most money I ever made in my life was $90,000 in a single year. and now it's millions of dollars generating six figures. That's gross, though. How much you end up with changes from year to year based on a lot of your taxes get a lot more complicated when you begin, when you become an investor for a living versus a W. I don't have a W-2. I have 1099s, I have K-1s, I have self-reporting. The taxes become kind of complicated. That's what happens when in pursuit of being rich. Life isn't about taking the easiest path, but it is about simplifying the process. And it started with one stock and one house. That's it. One stock, one house.